Do the good one that we were going to do.
No, but the e-bikes. I had the e-bike question.
Oh, go for it. Shoot.
I already asked you, though, off the air, so I don't want to repeat myself.
Okay, I don't remember, so go ahead.
Do you like e-bikes?
Yes, I do.
Why are they called e-bikes? And like, they're popular in they are popular in Germany, but bikes aren't called bikes here. They're called it's a Fahrrad.
Okay.
But it's not an e-Fahrrad. It's an e-bike in Germany.
Gotcha.
Figure out why and get back to me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's all. I don't know. I don't know. That can't be the start of the show, is it?
Yeah. It is.
I don't care. Hello and welcome to episode 556 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
So I say with me, but you're with me like on the internet talking.
Yeah, I'm with you in spirit.
Also in audio. Like I can hear you. Did you know I could hear right. you?
Yeah, I did know
for
that.
For 10 and a half years now, I could hear you this whole time.
That's awesome.
Okay. Just good to know.
I feel like not everyone around my house can always hear me.
Well, my kids are selective on it, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
If I say the word, hey, can you go take the garbage out? Nothing. Like, just crickets. What? Ice cream?
Yeah, I get it.
I'm in. I like ice cream. Yeah. So, I'm thinking of having them replaced.
Okay.
The kids, I mean. Not my ears.
Right.
Okay. Patreon. That's where you can go to help us out. You click on our site, twohosers.com. You'll find a link to go over to Patreon. Sign up for a monthly... It's a donation. Let's be perfectly honest. I mean, obviously, you're getting something for it, but even the people who aren't are also getting something for it. So, wow, life's not fair, Adam. I've just noticed that. Yeah, some people get more.
Yeah.
Either way, we appreciate it. It helps us keep this going. And as of this week, 2 weeks after shooting my big mouth off about Cowboy Jeff, Space Cowboy Jeff, probably kicked us off the internet.
Okay. Maybe.
If we didn't, go ahead and click through our... You know what? Click through our site and buy stuff on Amazon just out of spite. Just to know that you're sticking it to Cowboy Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll
teach him. Spaceman, what's the best name for him? Is it Cowboy Jeff or Spaceman Jeff?
Space Cowboy
Jeff. Spaceman Jeff sounds cool.
It's got to be Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Oh, like Steve Miller.
Yeah.
Oh, he might be the gangster of love.
Yeah, he might be.
Okay. We're just going to call him the gangster of love, Jeff Bezos.
That's perfect because people will have to solve that riddle.
I think we just solved it for them right ahead of time. Right there in the riddle itself was the solution. That's right. But if you want to, out of spite, if you want to really stick it to the gangster of love, then click through our site when you buy something. Again, it's not going to be live. It'll have been taken down by now. Not by me. At this point, I'm daring him. I'm daring him to ban me from the store.
Okay.
Okay. We've got off on a weird foot, Adam.
Yeah.
What is going on in Vancouver since we last spoke?
Vancouver. Nope, nothing. Same old, same old.
Have you been down? Like, you been down like Stanley Park or?
No. Gosh, no.
Why? Why not?
Just my time has been occupied. Soon, coming soon. What day are we on here? I've lost track.
What is this, the air date? Oh, summer's over at this point, man.
Oh, is it?
Not actually over. This is August 30th.
Oh, okay. So I've had a couple weeks to hopefully do some of that stuff because. Mid-August on, my life will be different.
This is the end of August.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, because there's a weird time warp going on. It's not actually the end of August. So I'm still heavily involved in all things baseball and moving, because we'll have been moved back into our house by the time this airs, and things will have hopefully normalized and it's all good. So I hopefully the last 2 weeks of August, I can enjoy a little bit of Vancouver has to offer in summer that isn't baseball.
And what would you like to enjoy? What does Vancouver have to offer that you would enjoy? Like English Bay?
Yeah, for sure. English Bay, Spanish Banks. I like to do the walk where the waterfall is at Lynn Valley, the Lynn Valley Canyon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to go to Stanley Park. So yeah, those are the kind of the sights that I like to see in the summertime. And I'm hoping that I've had a chance to do that by the time this episode
airs. I'm going to issue a life challenge for you that you can accomplish and you'll be happy you did.
Okay.
I would like for the four of you to spend an evening going around Stanley Park there. Although I've heard there's a lot of coyote attacks lately. I'm not even joking.
There's one euthanized, I heard, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, problem solved then. Yeah. So, no, I would like you to get takeout sushi.
Okay.
And the four of you enjoy takeout sushi at Second Beach as the sun sets.
Okay, challenge accepted.
And that's a challenge to basically anybody who goes to Vancouver. That is one of my favorite spots. Anytime when we were there and we'd have people from out of town, that we would absolutely do that. You can go park right there at the beach, right up by the tea house there. And it's walk down those steps. It is absolutely amazing. Great view. Obviously, the sun sets right in front of you. Sit on a log, sushi, blam. I'm jealous that you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably have schnitzel in some subpar beer garden. there's no beer gardens in Baden-Württemberg. Like in where I live, you'd think Germany like be beer garden. No, it's Bavaria, man. And they're the best. Like honestly, if you're in Bavaria, you go to a beer garden. They're the best. Yet the food is amazing. The beer, obviously. The garden, that's good too.
Right, love it.
So very jealous of you. All right. I think I'm back from Italy.
Okay.
Right now, I think.
If you made it.
Well, no, I think we'll make it back. I'm just hoping we get to go. I'm not sure. The rules are always in flux. So our plan, as of hearing this, is we went camping for 2 weeks in Tuscany on the beach, right on the I was gonna say Strand because I'm pretentious like that, and that's how you say it in German. Am Strand. So we're supposed to go camping right on the beach for a couple weeks, and now we're back from that. But the day I get back, I have to turn around and go out to Munich, and I've already done this as well. And my buddy's limited in size stag party due to corona restrictions. My Canadian buddy, got married a couple days ago, and I'm in the wedding party, or was in the wedding party. And so we had to plan a bit of a stag for the couple of people who were coming in for the wedding, which is very few, unfortunately. So we did that. So had a weekend in Munich, and now we're back. Good times.
Yay.
We got a suite in Munich because we stayed there for a couple nights, and we thought, you know what? The kids are going to love this. So we got this kick-ass suite. Can I say that? Is that a
yeah,
bad word?
Yeah. No, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. It's 2021. That's good.
I'm pretty sure they say that on TV. On Nickelodeon.
On Amazon Prime, on Amazon Networks.
The new Barney, he says it all the time.
Okay, yeah, the new Barney. Yeah, well, he had his own issues, but I think it was him. Or was it Elmo? I forget. It was Elmo. I'm lumping all you. I said single file. Point is, it was in a wedding party, had a great time. We'll probably post some photos that I take. It's hard to say because I'm in the wedding party.
That never stops you.
You can't really take pictures during that when you're up there on the altar. But here's the kicker. The good news is everybody apparently, as of now, a month out, we all found out we have to all wear masks during the entire wedding. So Okay. Enjoy those wedding photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's of course, everybody in the wedding... is fully vaccinated, by the way.
Good. Good to hear.
But still gonna wear the masks. And so I feel like maybe he overspent on the wedding photographer. Maybe he could have not bothered. So here we are. We'll see how that goes. I told him to talk the priest out of it, but here's the lowdown. Here's the lowdown of what happened. They wanted to have the wedding outside. And the priest said, yeah, no problem. That'll be €1,000 in my pocket.
Okay.
Yeah. To have it outside.
Wow. That's getting paid.
That is how committed to safety this priest is.
Wow. Yeah.
He'll have it outside where everyone can be maskless and be safe. He's going to need to see a little, he's going to have to wet his beak to the tune of $1,000. Oh. Plus expenses. If it's not in his backyard, you're going to have to pay for his travel expenses on top of that cool G surcharge for outside, right. The outside surcharge.
Right.
So there you go. As I told my buddy, what's a good thing I wasn't at that meeting? That would have gone entirely different. I would not have been quite as diplomatic as he was.
Right.
Stuff would have got flipped over. But anyways, right. We had a good time at the party anyways. All the people in the church then went to the party after and didn't wear masks together because we don't have to. We're not required to. It's not a requirement. It's not a legal requirement. So anyways. All right. Baseball stuff. Your kids playing baseball. How's it going?
It's going well. They're doing well. And I'm photographing some stuff. Not always, but some days I take it out.
Okay. And people are loving that or what?
People like it. I haven't shared all of the recent photos because I'm trying to put together a slideshow, which I think I mentioned on one episode a couple weeks back. But yeah, no, I've been trying to collect some photos of some action shots and some fun stuff for a slideshow. I've taken to using your technique. So I put a couple of photos, really just get right close to the backstop and just get the camera kind of put through the fence or as best I can. I said I keep the lens cap on and push it right up against the fence. And these photos... Lens hood, sorry. I use the 85 for a change because I'm only like, I want to say from the batter's box to where the fence is, maybe 8 to 10 feet. So pretty close. And therefore I decided I was going to try instead of using the 70 to 200, I thought I'm close enough that the 85 might be just perfect to get like a really cool shallow depth of field if I can make it happen. I mean, you know that the batter's going to more or less stay in the box. They're going to move a little bit, but the focus plane is going to stay pretty consistent. And therefore I thought I'm going to shoot these like on a really wide open kind of way and see what that looks like. So here's a couple of photos I put in of a couple of hits, one by my kid.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did. Yeah.
I know you did. It's just in my own head, like I'm kind of a bit of a Rain Man. So if it doesn't fall into the exact category in when I say it first, it doesn't count. So I'm making it count. You're doing fine. Trust me, it's my own hang up.
Okay, so there you have it. Those are my interesting photos. One.
So
is
where did you focus? Like, so looking at number 44 here.
Yeah.
Okay, great hack. Is that a home run?
I think it was actually foul, but it was crushed. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just foul. He's a little bit early on it. I think you could tell from where the swing position is that if it was a home run, which I don't think it was right down the line. But this was this was crushed.
But he's getting his hands in. Like, look at him get his hands inside that ball. Like, that's a great looking swing.
Yeah. So this photo, I think where I focused is kind of like on his belt, like right on the side of his body. And then I don't know. You can see the EXIF data. So what's the aperture?
F2.
So this is for the 85, which falls off so quickly, the depth of field. Yeah. This is as wide open. I mean, I guess I could have gone down to 1.8, but F2, like everything goes out of focus real quick. I mean, look at the coach and the player at first base. Like, it's just crazy how out of focus that is.
This is the situation you find yourself in is like, you'd like to keep more in focus because you would like the end of the bat to be in focus. but the background is not good. Like, and so right. I can tell what you're doing is like, you're like getting that white pickup truck in the building, like the warehouse looking building, even though it's a school, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's a school.
You're getting that out of focus because it's not interesting.
No, this is a bad background. This is the main field that we play our home games on, and looking out to right field or center field, like it's all ugly out there. But what I did like, and the reason I shot these photos at all that day was because this was the first time there was cloud cover. So this is a noon o'clock game, and I loved how the clouds kind of looked. Yes. And then I thought, I am shooting this because I don't have anything that looks like this. I've got evening, most of the time I only bother to take the camera to evening games, but the cloud cover and the overcast light I knew would be perfect for action shots. And so that's what I chose. But I loved, even my tendency is to shoot, like for a left-handed batter like my son, to shoot from this position because then I can see his face, which I like. And a lot of those photos, my intention is always like, I want to identify the batter's face. But then when I shot this photo of the other kid, mostly because I was lazy and I didn't want to walk around to the other side of the fence every batter, because it seems like our lineup goes lefty, righty. So I stayed in the same spot, shot his. And then I thought, everybody knows just because of the socks, the number, you know, the swing, like, you know which kid this is. And in fact, I like the anonymity of not seeing his face in this shot, because you know who it is. And it almost is like a poster shot for just baseball. It's like just a good looking swing. The ball is in the exact spot that I want to see it, because you can see that launch angle. And and just again, the three-quarter kind of angle, not his back, not his side, is just perfect for, again, what I think looks like a poster image of a baseball swing. So I love that photo. Whereas the one of my son, which again suits better the purpose of slideshow photo, you know, of course you can see his face in profile, you can see his number, like, is all great. And I think parents typically look at those the photos that look like that, because I have lots of these ones, and think, oh, that's great. But I actually like the other one because of the not seeing but still knowing who it is, right?
I'm also you can see the number as well, but I'm also a big fan of numbers. Like, I tend to know who wears what number. And my son, even, I didn't tell him about that. He picked it up. He knows all the numbers of all the guys on our teams, and that. So you don't need the face. I mean, sometimes, sure, mix it up, but I like this angle as well. I think you're 100% right.
And the clouds in the image, just because, again, they're taking a few minutes apart, the clouds in the image of the other kid, number 44, are just better. They're darker, whereas they're kind of like just where the sun is, and it's just, the sky's more blown out in the other one. And I'm like, oh, I love that dark sky. And I didn't do anything to this photo, I thought, oh man, I could really crank up those clouds and make that super dark and stormy kind of look, which again, I just think looks cool sort of as a poster shot.
It does. It's one of those, when you sort of replace the sky in the background, like with the replace sky, you'd make it look something cool like this, and to be able to do it in camera is way better.
Yeah. And the ball pops too from that background. Yeah. Like, I find that sometimes the ball gets lost, and then sometimes it's like, no, you're drawn right to that ball. Also because of the launch angle of the swing, you're like, oh yeah, that's where the ball should be if it's crushed. Right.
And you're shooting at 1/4,000th of a second, like the high end of your camera, to just freeze the action as much as possible, which is great. My 40D, which I've been using up until this point, which goes to 1/8,000th of a second. Technically, it actually doesn't anymore. It's gotten to the point, I think we talked about it a few shows ago, it just won't do it. Anything above 1/2,000th, it's just not going to happen. Like it physically will not do it now.
Right.
So, sad day for that 40D. But yeah, 1/4,000th is fantastic. Like, just to stop this action. And he wears number 44. Good for him. Like, that's a big number.
Mm-hmm. We've got, like, I think it's just a matter of what jerseys were out there. The kids did not choose the numbers to go in the back. It was like, all right, we had like,
who wore 44? Do you know?
No. Who wears 44?
Reggie Jackson.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So there's a funny story, because it's a big, it's not quite number three. Like, you wear number three. I don't like anyone wearing number three. It's just weird to me. Because Babe Ruth, you know,
right? I knew Babe Ruth.
He's the big guy there. And
who wears 19? Just quick question.
That would be Steve Yzerman.
Is exactly who I was thinking. Hockey reference. I was like,
well, Joe Neuendijk. I go Burnaby Joe Neuendijk.
No, no, definitely. I would go Steve Yzerman is the classic.
Burnaby Joe 19. Down the street from you.
Yeah, it's
and they called him Sakic, and there's no way his name was Sakic. It's Sakic.
It's definitely Yzerman is the number 19. Yeah.
All right. Whatever. Point being, okay. So 44. So this is way back in the day. Back when I'm playing in our semi-pro league in Vancouver. And one of the umpires we used to have is a dude named Ozzie Chavarria. Okay? The reason he lived in Vancouver is because at some point he played for the Vancouver Mounties on his when he's with the Kansas City Athletics, which okay. became the Oakland Athletics. So he's a major league ball player, came up through AAA, played for Vancouver Mounties, loved it. When he was done his major league career, came back and settled in Vancouver. And he used to umpire, and he was a funny dude. He had a kind of funny little accent, and which was everyone loved him. Still does probably. I don't know if he's still around, but he used to umpire. But he would chirp as an umpire. He would chirp the players.
Okay.
So we had a guy on our team, big dude. Like this dude was massive. In fact, you might even know him from around Richmond. The guy was he used to be a bouncer and then became a prison guard, and he was just a big dude, and. He wore number 44. And so he's up to the plate, and Ozzie's just chirping him. Hey, 44, that's a big number. You going to hit a home run? I don't think so. Strike one.
That's awesome.
Beaking him mid at bat. And anyway, it looks like your 44 can stroke the ball, though.
Yeah, he can.
And your son, that's a good looking swing too. He's making solid contact right there. That could be a double in the right field gap.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think it was a line drive single in. Right where you said right center. Yeah. But I think it was a line drive just over the second baseman's head.
Should have taken two. Made me right. That would have been better if you just take the extra base.
Yeah.
So yeah, all in all, looks fantastic though, I wish I invented this angle, but it's actually based on a photo that's on my son's wall of a player named, Carl Yastrzemski is, the Yaz, the last guy to win the Triple Crown before the dude a couple years ago. And just a phenomenal player, number 8. And there's a great shot of him swinging at Fenway from a very similar angle. They had more room because the fields are bigger there. But overall, it's a cool angle. So I stole it from whoever shot that photo.
Right.
All right. Reminder, monthly challenge is deep focus. Well, next week, Adam, we'll talk about that next week. So put your submissions on Instagram, hashtag #2hosersmonthlychallenge, hashtag #heyhosers, even better, do both, and tag us at #2hosers. And we'll check that out next week.
Okay.
All right. Did I shoot anything interesting? I shot a communion, which is not that interesting, by the way. You know what a communion is, right? The church thing?
Yeah.
The only part that was interesting to talk about, which I'll keep short, is I shot a couple of them last year, right? I shot two communions last year at the church, and then, we have another one coming up. So last year when I went to do them, that was the priest. Speaking of priests, it's a very priest-heavy show this week. He was the one who said, oh, yeah, no problem. You guys, the photographer can come in, no problem. He has to stand at the back of the balcony. In fact, just outside. Go to a different town. Go stand in Stuttgart and take a photograph from there if you can. Like, he was not helpful at all. Did not want me anywhere near the event.
Okay.
And so I told the people, I told, like, the lady who was trying to hire me, I said, well, then just don't hire me. Like, you're throwing your money away. I can't do anything from up there. But if I was you, I would politely let the priest know that you guys are the ones paying and you'd like the photographer to be up front. So that's what I would do. And so she did. And sure enough, okay, fine, he can come up the front, but he has to be, you know, cool and invisible, right? Mm-hmm. Which is it's my MO anyways. And so I did. And so I shot two of them, no problem. Third one comes around this time, like months later, almost a year later, and not a single directive was thrown my way. It was just like, oh, hey, yeah, do you want to do this communion? Sure. Okay, See you there. Like the guy trusted me that much. Like so even as the ceremony is starting, the priest said something like, oh, please don't take pictures. We got a guy. The end. I never deal with that. I never deal with like zero red tape.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Kind of nice. So anyways, that worked out quite well. I'll have him talk to the other priests and knock off that $1,000 surcharge for the outside.
Yeah.
You know what? You do that, well, I'm going to throw you $200 cash. Just you don't have to pay tax on that. Right. Because you don't anyway. But I'm just saying. Just saying. You don't pay the... You're fine. You're fine. Anyway, total trust. Earned. Awesome. Okay. Photo challenge for this week is another summer snapshot, Adam.
Yes.
Let's have a look at yours. What's going on here?
More baseball, but this was just a kind of funny moment where... So the coach of my son's baseball team.
Is his nickname Six Eyes?
Because a lot of glasses. He's got a lot of glasses there. Yeah. Maybe it is now, but this was a moment that I kind of really saw it and I thought it was hilarious. Was that moment where the kids are running from the dugout out onto the field and the coach put his hands up looking for high fives and the kids weren't paying attention and just ran right by. And I was just like, and then, because I was only standing like, I don't know, 6 feet away from the coach. So this is the 85 millimeter. And he knows, we're friends, like nice guy. And so he immediately, he looked over me and, you know, you do that move where, you know, you just kind of pretend that that didn't just happen, except for, you know me, right? You know me. Yeah. When I see that, I'm like, I'm not going to let that pass. I'm like, how are those high fives? And then he just looked at me and just started laughing. I'm like, yeah, got it in terms of the photo. So that's definitely...
Hey, Jack, you're on the bench next inning.
Yeah, that's making it into the year-end slideshow because I just love it. I love that little moment. Now, again, you may have thought that the kid right before... you know, gave him the high five and this is just an in-between moment. No, he did not get the high five. So you can sort of feel his heart breaking in the photo if you know the backstory. Yeah.
But see, did he do the, like, this has happened to me before. Did he do the self, the save and just high five himself above his head? Like, okay, got it.
No, he didn't. I think he just pretended that it didn't happen. So,
oh no, you got to own it. You got to lean into it and just high five yourself and then just yell expletives to the kids.
So yeah. Anyways, I said, you know, cause we do have this world famous podcast and I did ask permission for this and he laughed and he said, yeah, only if you you have a funny quote to go with it, but I couldn't find a quote that went with
high zeros. High five.
Yeah. Okay. All right. By Alan. I'll just put your name beside that quote.
Put high zeros on there.
Yeah.
No fives.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I like high zeros better.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, he wears his hat like a right-hander, though.
Yes.
So he's
yes.
okay. He's yeah. okay. Oh, this is a coach. I'm gonna tell you. I'll get his name off the air because I don't know if I know him. He looks vaguely familiar, but I'm not sure. And I come from where you live, so I don't know if I know him or not. But this guy looks like he's worn a uniform before.
I think he played some baseball. He's just he coaches hockey. He's just a good athlete, but he's a really just one of these guys that's good at explaining things mechanically. So he's a really, he's a really good teacher when it comes to sports and mechanics. And, his kid is the best hitter I've ever seen. So yeah,
that's the one who hits home runs every game
all the time. Yeah. 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 That's shown up in many, many a photo because he's just so mechanically sound, but yes. Yes, I think some of the credit has to go to just good teaching on our coach's part.
I'm sure it is. But I have a great appreciation for a coach who knows how to wear a uniform because it trickles down to all the kids knowing how to wear a uniform. Let me ask you, does he carry around a stopwatch and then like the lanyard for the stopwatch hanging out his back pocket all the way down to his leg, back leg?
No, I don't think he does
that. Oh, he's not going full JUCO. Not going full JUCO, coach. Good for him.
Okay.
Glad to see it. All right. Great, great candid moment, man.
Yeah, I liked it, so.
All right. So here's one of my daughter, and this was taken just after we went and found her new school. Like, I think, I forget if I told you on the air, off the air, My daughter is going to a new school. That's how they do it in Germany. She's done and with her elementary school and moving on. So we had the opening welcome to the school night. And we said, yeah, we're going to go for dinner after. I haven't really done that much in the last year and a half. And so she wanted to go for, what does she want to eat? Adam, let's see if you can figure this out.
I'm going to say ice cream.
For dinner.
Yeah. Is that not what she wants to eat for dinner or all the time? Ice cream?
Well, that's what she wants, obviously. But but we went for dinner. I'll sushi. Give you a hint. It's right there.
Is it sushi?
It's German sushi. Yeah, it's all Wiener Schnitzel sushi. That's what it is.
Does she Wiener, want
hey, Wiener Schnitzel? Not German, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, Austrian. I didn't know.
Well, Wiener means from Vienna. Wien. Oh. We don't say Vienna, we say Wien, and Wiener means from Vienna. So it's the schnitzel, the cutlets from Vienna. So that's in Austria.
She wants to eat, should I just name other things? Like she wants to eat
French fries.
There
in the background.
Oh, yeah, it's
in German. I included it in the background.
It's in German. I don't know.
We can read pizza, can't you?
No, where does that say?
Is it not? It's a little out of focus, but I didn't want to give it away. I wanted to make it a hint at it.
I'm zooming into the background. I'm going to see. Just give me some time.
Oh,
is the answer pizza?
It is wood oven pizza. Holzofen pizza.
Oh, see, I couldn't make out pizza. Now that you say that word's pizza, it looks like a P-I-O-A. Piawa.
Yeah, she had piawa. We're in Hawaii. We're having piawa. That's right. That's where it is. Should I have... Okay, so F4 was the wrong one. I should have gone F5-6, and you probably would have, got the answer right.
No, probably not. Oh, the first thing on the list below the Holzofen pizza looks like pink salmon.
It's pizza salami. Pizza salmon. So, sorry, it is pizza. It is salmon. You're right.
Really?
Salmon pizza? It's not pink. They make a salmon pizza here, yeah. I think it was a special.
Okay.
And, And so the one below it, I forget what they called it, but it had Ricola and actual buffalo mozzarella. And then I didn't get those. So you got to get meat on your pizza and not salmon. As I like salmon, we're not getting that. Even though my wife wanted to get that. But so anyways, brought the X100 with me strictly to shoot. I thought maybe, we'd get a picture of her at her new school. But then, I called an audible. We went there, met the teachers and the whole deal. And as we're leaving, my wife even said, oh, hey, can you get a picture of her in front of her new school? And I looked at her and knew she did not want to be embarrassed like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, no, I will not take your picture here. Don't worry about it. I won't embarrass you. First day of school, I'm going to follow you there on my bike and yell, I love you in front of all your friends.
Mm-hmm. That's the move. Yeah.
That's the better move. Just because, hey, for the kids whose parents don't love them, it's just going to make them feel worse.
Right.
Yeah. So there we go. Anyways, this is just a basic snapshot, but you know my love of the X100 and what it can do, especially in these situations. And, love traveling with that camera.
So, yeah, it looks good. Good colors. Like it.
Because we rode our bikes there. That's the other thing, too. It's easy to just throw over your shoulder when you're riding your bike. It's a nice thing. This is in the old town in Tübingen we went to, the outdoor pizza place. So there you go.
Cool.
All right. That's pretty much it. I'm out of it. I was out of interesting stuff like 20 minutes ago, but here we are pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge for next week is our monthly challenge, and that is deep focus. And also, Adam, that will be the end of our short summer program.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm going to pledge to you, and more so the listener, I think we should try to keep it tighter anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like 25 is short, obviously, but whatever we're doing now, like the 3.5 hours every week, that's too much.
Yeah.
So you know what? Let's try to keep it tighter in like the 45-minute zone, in the new season starting in September.
Okay.
Okay. So deep focus. Put that on Instagram. Hashtag it. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both and tag us at Two Hosers, and we will talk about that next week. And we encourage everyone to participate. Of course. We look forward to seeing your submissions. Adam, websites, Instagram, go.
Adam Two Hosers.
You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com. Well, the two of us at twohosers.com. We can is our Instagram link on there? It should be.
Sure.
Two Hosers at Instagram. You should find us. Anyways, that's where you go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.